Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom, Larry Bowen. It's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, you've gone to the reaches of our community.
Well, we are, and Aubrey, it's time for the softball playoffs. I actually saw David had put the softball pairings together. We actually have one game scheduled for tonight, which is kind of odd, but basically the playoffs hit kind of full blast tomorrow, and then Thursday and Friday there'll be a lot of high school softball playoffs. And our guest today is going to be Madisonville softball coach Bo Dees, and his team finished third in District 18-4A, and the Lady Mustangs are getting ready to play Lorena in the bi-district round of the 4A playoffs, and that game is scheduled for 6:30 Friday in Franklin. Coach, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good today. It's been quite the adventure to try to get through all this rain to finally get to practice on our field today, because the rain kept us off the grass and off the dirt Monday and Tuesday.
Well, that's you probably got to bless your heart. It's nice of you to squeeze us in. I'm sure you have a lot that you want to get done. The good thing is you have an extra day compared to some people, because a lot of people that are playing two or three series are going to be starting tomorrow, and you guys don't play until Friday. Coach, I'm just going to kind of ask some general dumb questions, and we'll go from there. But what's y'all's overall record, Coach?
Our overall record right now is 15-11.
Okay.
A little bit of correction what you said earlier. There was actually a three-way tie for first place. So,
okay.
Grosbeck, Fairfield, and us were all 6-2. And then within the district minutes, we had to play it out to determine the seeding for the playoffs. So there's actually a three-way tie for first place.
Wow. Okay. So how did Fairfield end up with the number one playoff seed and Grosbeck 2 and you guys 3?
Well, because of the way it was set up, we won the flip, and then Grosbeck beat Fairfield, and then we lost to Fairfield. That made Fairfield the first-place seed, and then we had to play again against Grosbeck and lost to Grosbeck. So Grosbeck was the second seed, and we came out being the third seed.
Okay. Well, Coach, tell us, I want to find out a little bit about your program. We haven't had you on the show before. Tell us how long you've been there, and maybe a little bit about your background, where you coached before you came to Madisonville.
This is my first year here at Madisonville. The two previous years, I was assistant softball coach in Yoakum. And then before that, I was in the trucking business for a couple years. So I had been I was out of coaching for a couple years, decided to get back into it, went back into it as an assistant. And then after my 2 years at Yoakum under Coach Mann, I decided to take this job here. And I think it's been a good decision as far as my career goes.
And I looked at the UIL site, Coach, and I could have missed something, because I certainly missed the thing about the three-way tie in your district, but I couldn't find any time that Madisonville had been in the playoffs since 2012. So this would be the first time in 3 years, in a couple of years, that Madisonville's got in there. I mean, you got to feel great about getting in the playoffs.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I talked to my seniors, told me that they got fourth place as freshmen, and so they were in the playoffs their freshman year as a fourth place team.
Mm-hmm.
And so making the playoffs as seniors, and also, winning a district title, sharing it with Grosbeck and Fairfield, has been, quite the accomplishment, because, a lot of times when you change over from one program to the next, there's a somewhat of a transition period. And, granted, there was a learning curve as far as me learning the girls and the girls learning my system. But as you can see, things have worked out well for everyone involved.
Coach, tell us about your team. We're visiting with Madisonville softball coach Bo Dees, and His team's getting ready to play Lorena Friday night in the first round of the 4A state playoffs. Tell us about your team. Now, in case the Lorena people are listening to us on the internet, or they might listen later on the podcast, I'm not going to ask you to give away any secrets, but just in general terms, tell us about the strengths. What is it about this team that in your first year there, and for the first time in 3 years, you guys were able to get in the playoffs and get a share of that district championship? How did y'all do that? Why is this team successful?
Well, it involves the entire team, so it's really hard to, you know, single out one kid over another because they're equally important. But if I were to, put my finger on one thing as far as what this team identifies with, there's probably at least two-thirds of the games we played, we've been behind at some point. And that just goes to show that these girls play the entire game, and they don't quit playing to the end. So as long as they're still an out, you know, or as long as there's still a swing left, these girls are still pushing and pressing and trying to win. And that's huge, especially with teenagers in high school sports.
Now, Coach, you mentioned seniors, and it's hard, obviously. We don't have time on a 15-minute segment to go over an entire roster, but can you tell us how many seniors you've had? And I would think with them being there, they probably had to play a pretty key role in you coming in as a first-year coach and kind of establishing the way you want to do things. Tell me about that senior class.
Well, I have four seniors. I have Haley, Audrey, Mary Helen, and Ashley. And they all, you know, they all have different roles, you know, playing different positions. But the one thing I do have to say about those four guys is a lot of times when a new coach comes in, you only have that senior class for 1 year. And, you know, from the beginning, these girls, you know, did their best to buy in and did their best to, you know, be good leaders and be a good example for all that involved. You know, the only problem with them being seniors is I've had, you know, an enjoyable experience with them this year, and I just wish they could somewhere find that fifth year of eligibility.
You're going to try to get them a red shirt year. Especially since you're in Madisonville, the red would work with the red and blue. You just got to get them a red shirt year. Coach, what do you know about Lorena? Have you seen them? Do you have a scouting report? Obviously, that's got to be a pretty good team if they're a two seed.
Well, absolutely. The team that won their district is Waco Robinson, and Waco Robinson has always been, you know, a tradition of a very good team. And, you know, and they're also a state rank team too. And so, you know, Robinson went 8-0, and Lorena went 6-2. And Lorena's only two district losses, you know, were to Robinson.
Right.
So, if you were to draw some ideas from that, you know, you could. But at the same time, they finished with the same district record as we did. And
right.
So, you know, you can look at it however you want to. As far as their strengths and their weaknesses, they've had the same coach for a while, and meeting him when we decided to flip for series and all that stuff. You know, he's very professional, very upfront, you know, straightforward guy, and so I expect to see a lot of what we do is a lot of what they do. You know, just blue collar hard work, you know, getting after it, you know, just trying to win and putting your best effort forward.
Coach, do you guys have to flip about you're playing one game? Sometimes people play best two of three series. Did you guys have to flip for that? Did y'all agree on that?
That's a funny story on that. Is we, Coach Dozell and I, we met in Franklin, and he wanted to do a series. I wanted to do one game, and so, you know, it's just when the two coaches don't agree on how to play it off, we flip. And so I had the coin in my pocket. I said, all right, you're heads and I'm tails. And whoever gets the flip, you know, we'll either do the one game or the series. So I flipped the coin. And I don't know if it was karma, you know, or whatever. But when that coin hit the grass, it stuck in the ground sideways. And so it didn't lay one way or the other.
Wow.
And so we actually had to flip it again. And so we walked over to the dirt and flipped it, and it was tails, and so we agreed to one game. Now, every coach's, you know, idea about, you know, whether to play one game or two out of three is different, because we all have our own ideas about how we want things to go. But, you know, I won that flip, and know, but game is Friday at 6:30 in Franklin, and I'll take my chances on one game, and because I know these, I know my team can play well enough to win.
All right. Well, that's Madisonville softball coach Bo Deese being with us on a really busy week and a really busy day. The rains kept them from getting outside and working out, and they're going to start the playoffs on Friday at 6:30 against Lorena. That game will be in Franklin. Coach, thanks for your time. We wish you the best, and we'll keep up with you through the playoffs.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time, too, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak on the radio.
Okay. All right, Aubrey, that's Madisonville softball. A lot of softball cranking up tomorrow. We need to mention, I guess, that A&M Consolidated and Bryan will both be playing best of three bi-district series. Both of those series will begin at home. Bryan's at home at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. A&M Consolidated is home at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Then they'll go play on Friday on the road against Hutto and Waco University. Got a couple other notes for you if you have time, Aubrey. We got an email a little while ago from the folks over at Allen Academy. You know, we had Dave Bliss on the radio after he decided to leave and go back into college coaching. Well, they have decided that Jason Jolly, their head football coach, is going to take over as the interim AD at Allen Academy. The thing that's really interesting, and maybe at some point we can get Jason or someone at Allen to be on the show or do a story to talk about, the release that they did said he was going to be the interim AD, but they hope to have somebody hired by February of 2016. That's a long time, Aubrey. You could be qualified by then, you know.
Yeah, that's a ways.
So anyway, that's an interesting thing. I ought to mention we did quite a bit about the Bryan golf. We talked to David from the state tournament. We had Ron Newhouse on. It was a tough day for them yesterday, Aubrey. Just a crazy day. The second day of the state tournament, they had been tied for second after the opening day. Ended up finishing sixth, and it's still a great deal because they made a state tournament. I know they would have liked more, but it was a crazy day at the course. I talked to David throughout the day. The Vikings round lasted 7.5 hours. It was very windy. It was a difficult, hilly course, and with, I think, some of the young ladies playing in front of the guys really struggled, probably put some in the woods and in the creek like I would. And then on top of that, one of the Bryan players' moms had some heart concerns yesterday morning before they were to leave for the course. So you got that going on. Then there are two twin brothers on the team. Their grandmother was at the tournament, fell on the course and hit her head and had to be taken away by ambulance. They had to call the EMTs in, and you can imagine what kind of effect all that stuff had on the Vikings. And, you know, God bless those kids. They got to make it to state, but I can't imagine a crazier day than what they had on the second round of the state tournament. How do you do that? I mean, they played till it was dark. You know, they played 7.5 hours, jeez, which Primo and Richard could probably play 36 holes in 7.5 hours.
Yeah.
And then had the health things with their family. So bless their hearts. Congratulations that they made it to state. I just wanted to follow up on that because we had David on at the state tournament, and we had Coach Newhouse on as a guest. So next couple of days, we'll start cranking up the softball playoffs. And you know what? We got the state tennis tournament coming to the Mitchell Center in like a week and a half.
There you go. A lot going on. You'll hear about it every day on the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation powered by